I agree, and I kind of it's I have the feeling that people are going to the research groups are going to sort of try to take the next step in terms of efficacy, but I still think we're going to have this residual practical clinical problem of the patient who you really don't want to give chemotherapy to, but who has a HER2 positive tumor. Again, people in my mind, I think about a 75.
I have infinite faith in the innovation of the American medical oncologist. I think these patients can be treated with several cycles of taxane, followed by Herceptin. I think there will be innovative regimens that are used that are going to incorporate a taxane therapy together with Herceptin, limit the taxane, for example.
Well, why not utilize trastuzumab without chemotherapy? Do you think that's
Well, because
rational?
I think the data, certainly from advanced disease, indicate that the combination is superior if you look at the response rates in advanced disease, that the response rates were so much better when it was combined with chemotherapy. The reason the NSABP was formulated in the way it was because we were rigidly committed to duplicate what we were seeing in advanced disease. So the AC Taxol regimen was taken from advanced disease, and the Herceptin was given exactly as it had been for the advanced disease studies, which resulted in the prolongation in survival.